just one halakha that applies to Yom Tov and applies to Shabbat as well. The Ramah brings it down in Yom Tov in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Aleph in Seif Dalet. And that is the din of Molid Reha. You're not allowed to bring a smell to a garment on Shabbat or Yom Tov. What does that mean? Sometimes the people, they put on a perfume or a cologne before they come to Bet Knesset, just to have a smell, a good smell, they have to. And sometimes they spray also their clothes. In order that their clothes should have a good smell. That's Asur on Shabbat and Asur on Yom Tov. You're causing now the garment to catch a smell. The Achamim were gozer. On the face, it's permissible. Even if a person has, let's say, hair, it's permissible. However, on a garment, for example, they want to spray it on a shirt or whatever it may be, this is forbidden. Or some people take a handkerchief and they want to spray the smell in the handkerchief so they can have a good smell. Asur to do that on Shabbat and asur to do it on Yom Tov. There's a big question with the etrogim. If you remember, they used to put the etrogim, maybe they still do, in this wrap, like this flax here. And the question is, can you wrap the etrog on Yom Tov? After all, the etrog is going to give a smell now to this flax. The halakha says that since it was in there already from before, it has the smell already. So therefore, to undo it and put it back is okay. That's the way the halakha writes. The Mishnah Berurah and Seif Katan Chavav over there talks about the etrog case. But otherwise, one should be careful. That's the way Nele Sion writes. I'll quote it. Asur leholid, leholid, reyach bebegadim, or bemayim, or in water. Ve'yom tov shemolid davar hadash, nereh kose melakha hadasha. Alken asur lezalef besamim ala begadim. Ve'asur liten etrog o davar mebusam letoch semer gefen, o peshtan, kede sheyeklot hareyach. אמנם אם היה אתרוג מונח שם בעוד יום ונטלו ממנו מוטל לחזור לשם שאינו מריח יותר עיידי זה